There's a growing concern on how scores of businesses will recover from the unprecedented economic crisis from COVID-19. Cities across the country are closing some streets to motorized traffic, and Boise's trying this too. Sasha Woodruff and Troy Oppie report on how transforming streets could help Boise businesses spur a comeback.
The typically bustling business district of 8th Street in downtown Boise is starting to come back with its restaurant, bars, and cafes with wide sidewalks and patio seating. Dave Crick owns some of the most popular places here, Bitter Creek Ale House, Red Feather Lounge, and Diablo & Son Saloon. Talking through his mask, Crick says restaurants were operating on tight margins even before the stay-at-home order shut down his businesses.
It's not the most lucrative business, and so being down for even a day can be, you know, a month's worth of profit.
But reopening this month also meant that restaurants would have to limit tables to make sure customers were physically distanced. This means even tighter margins. Last month, Boise City officials tried to help. They passed a resolution allowing businesses to expand their patios and sidewalk space. And the big thing, they've shut down car traffic on one block. This section of 8th Street is owned by the city, and the county doesn't need to sign off. Crick has been a supporter of the idea for a while.
I would certainly like to see the automobiles taken out of the equation on 8th Street, but it also is important that it feels like there's vibrancy on the street.
And for cities that have done this, it works. That's according to Elizabeth Deacon. She's an urban planning professor at UC Berkeley. She says taking cars out of the picture leads to more foot traffic, which helps businesses.
People can easily walk around in the area, so it's comfortable and people feel safe. Then it often has led to more business.
And other restaurants here seem to like it. Rodney Johnson is the general manager of Fork and Alavita restaurants.
It doesn't buy us a ton of space. It'll buy probably a maximum of 4 tables. But again, something's better than nothing. And when the weather's beautiful in Boise, people love to sit on a patio.
For David Crick, his 3 establishments could seat around 200 people on their patios before the shutdown.
By extending our patios out, we gain in total between all the businesses about 8 tables. We'll probably lose 25.
So even if it doesn't make up for all the losses, Crick says the city experimenting with limiting car traffic is a hopeful sign.
COVID-19 is awful, but there is certainly lots of silver linings, lots of little projects that have come about because of this that we would have never experimented with.
This COVID pilot program will be assessed in the coming months and tweaked depending on its success. And better weather forecasts later this week will no doubt give them a better picture on how well it's working. Sasha Woodruff, Boise State Public Radio News.
And I'm Troy Oppie. Other venues want to do the same thing beyond 8th Street, and the Downtown Boise Association is working to make that happen.
We want to get everybody back out there and working again, and so it's really nice to have that outdoor patio option.
Aubrey Schofield runs The Nook, a small bar in downtown. Eager drinkers and thirsty protesters have kept the bar busy since reopening 2 weeks ago. Pre-COVID capacity was 49 people.
With social distancing, we can fit 22 people in our bar and on our patio.
Bars and restaurants operate on very tight margins, making capacity critical to success. That's one reason the Downtown Boise Association is pushing to expand patios across sidewalks and make up some of the lost seating. Jennifer Hensley is the executive director.
8th Street was our test run just to figure out everything before we could push it out to everyone else.
Unlike on 8th Street, the expanded plan doesn't include closing streets to traffic, but means pedestrians may be walking in what is now part of the street.
We will have to utilize parking spots as pedestrian detours, but that's minimal. It'll be well signed to tell people where to walk to get around these patios that will be enlarged.
Boise owns the now closed part of 8th Street, but it doesn't own any other downtown roads. Those belong to the Ada County Highway District, and ACHD and the city have regularly clashed over parking, bike lanes, roundabouts, and new subdivisions in recent years. In an email, ACHD spokeswoman Nicole Dubois said the agency has no plans to expand patios on sidewalks downtown and has not received a request from the city. She wrote, ACHD would review any such proposal, just like any other closure request. Back at the Nook, Schofield hopes the agency sees the opportunity and the chance to help.
Extending the patio, those extra 10, 15 people, I mean, that can translate into an additional $200 or $300 in sales on a shift.
And for her, the move will create a more vibrant, inviting downtown. Reporting with Sasha Woodruff, I'm Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.